This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of knowledge, another majlis of ilm, another majlis of us learning, understanding the Arabic language, walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, this was the official language of the Umayyad dynasty, was the official language of the Abbasid dynasty. This was the official language of the Khulafa al-Rashidin. It is the language of the Noble Quran. It is the language of the Sunnah of our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so glad tidings to every Muslim out there who gives a portion of his or her time to understand, to learn the Arabic language. For verily, it is the key to the Noble Quran. Verily, it is the key to the Sunnah of our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, we are currently going through the series, the Medina syllabus for non-Arabic speaking students. Alhamdulillah, we are currently in volume number 1, and more especially, we are on lesson number 13. What are we studying in lesson number 13? Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatallah, we've been studying plurals. Alhamdulillah. So in English, you have book and then you have books. While in Arabic, you also have the singular and the plural. In fact, remember, brothers and sisters, the Arabic language, you have the singular, then you have dual, and then you have the plural. Alhamdulillah. So for example, kitabun, one book, a book. Then you have kitabani, two books. And then you have kutubun, books. Walhamdulillah. You have, for example, qalamun. Qalamun means a pen. Qalamani, two pens. And then we will learn aqlamun, pens, mashallah. We learned, brothers and sisters, that these plurals can be divided into two categories. One is the sound plural category and the other the broken plural category. Sound plural category, we add the waw and the noon when it comes to the masculine. We add the alif and the ta when it comes to the feminine. Example, muslimun becomes muslimuna. Mu'minun becomes mu'minuna. Mudarrisun becomes mudarrisuna. The plural. And the feminine, so we have, for example, tabibatun, female doctor, becomes طبيباتٌ, many female doctors, walhamdulillah. As for the broken plural category, there's over 20 different types. Example, كُتُبٌ is the plural of كِتَابٌ, أَقْلَامٌ means pens, and many, many others, and we've touched many of them, walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, in lesson number 13, We've went through the first section, which was Alif. We read through the passage, walhamdulillah. Then we went through exercise 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, mashallah. Even 6, we've covered exercises 1 to 6, walhamdulillah. Then we began with Ba. Ba was dealing with the feminine version. So, muslimatun, muslimatun. Mu'minatun, mu'minatun. We're talking about feminine plurals here in Ba, walhamdulillah. And we then went on to exercise number 1, exercise number 2, and bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we will continue from exercise number 3, insha'Allah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, let's hope that we can complete lesson number 13 in this majlis. And if we could do so, then that will be fantastic, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, one more time. Lesson number 13, very long lesson, very important lesson. What are we learning? We are learning plurals in the Arabic language. We've already learned the mufrad, the singular, and now we are learning the jam', the plurals, mashallah. Jameel. Brothers and sisters, we move on to exercise number 3 of Ba bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. And we hope that you have your textbooks in front of you. We hope that you are paying attention. The one who pays attention, the one who has his book, the one who has a pen, then the fawaid he gets from this lesson, you cannot compare it to the person who just listens. The one who listens with the book attentively, he's got his pen in his hand, he might be taking down notes, then this individual, mashallah, the benefits he gets, mashallah, you cannot even compare it to the one who's just listening while he's moving on the car or while he's busy with something else. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, exercise number 3, اقرأ المثال. Read the examples. Iqra was the first revelation to our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jibril had said to him, Iqra. And what did he say? Ma ana biqari. And then eventually Jibril had said to him, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. MashaAllah. Iqra al-mithal thumma hawwil al-jumal al-atiya mithlahu. Read the example and then change it as follows. Let's look at the example. مثالٌ means example. زينب خرجت من الفصل. What does that mean? زينب exited the classroom. زينب exited the classroom. زينب خرجت من الفصل. Important brothers and sisters. In 13 alif we learned محمدٌ خرج من الفصل. سليمان ذهب إلى المسجد. That was the verb dealing with a male, singular male. سليمان ذهب إلى المسجد. أحمد خرج من المدرسة. Ahmed left from the madrasa. But if I'm talking about Amina, if I'm talking about Sumayya, I will not say ذهبَ. I will not say kharaja, but we have to add the ta, so we know that we are talking about a female. So we say Aminatu kharajat, Sumayyatu dhahabat, mashallah. Fatimatu katabat, she wrote, walhamdulillah. So again, the difference between the male verb dhahaba, he went, female verb dhahabat, she went. So here, Zainabu kharajat min al-fasli, Zainab exited the classroom, or Zainab left from the classroom. Now look at this, mashallah. Zainabu wa Aminatu wa Maryamu. Zainab and Amina and Maryam. So it's not one female, it's many, mashallah. They what? They kharajna min al-fasli. Kharajna min al-fasli. When we dealt with the male versions, we said, سليمان ذهب إلى المسجد. Suleiman went to the masjid. And if we're talking about many Suleimans, Ahmed and Ilyases, then we would say سليمان وأحمد ومحمد وبلال ذهبوا إلى المسجد. What? ذهبوا إلى المسجد. So singular ذهب, plural ذهبوا, masculine singular ذهب, masculine plural ذهبوا, masculine singular ذهبا, masculine plural ذهبوا. Now we're dealing with the feminine versions. Singular feminine ذهبت, plural feminine ذهبنا, singular feminine كتبت, she wrote, كتبت, plural feminine كتبنا, 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 singular feminine kharajat, plural feminine kharajna, mashallah. So that's the example. Zainabu kharajat min al-fasli. Zainab left from the classroom. Zainabu wa Aminatu wa Maryamu kharajna min al-fasli. Zainab, Amina, Maryam, they left from the classroom. Let's do number one there. Al-mudarrisatu dhahabat إلى الفصل. المدرسة ذهبت إلى الفصل. المدرسة ذهبت إلى الفصل. The female teacher, she went to the classroom. Plural all of this, how would we plural it? المدرسة becomes المدرسات 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 Will it still be ذهبت? No. المدرسات ذهبنا إلى الفصل. المدرسات ذهبنا إلى الفصل. المدرسات ذهبنا إلى الفصل. ممتاز. Number two. الطالبة الجديدة The new student, the new female student, جلست في الفصل. She sat in the classroom. الطالبة الجديدة جلست في الفصل. Plural it. الطالبات الجدد جلسنا في الفصل. الطالبات الجدد جلسنا في الفصل. الطالبات الجدد جلسنا في الفصل. ما شاء الله. بنت محمد ذهبت إلى المدرسة. بنت محمد ذهبت إلى المدرسة. بنت محمد ذهبت إلى المدرسة. So بنت محمد, daughter of محمد, ذهبت إلى المدرسة. She went to school. Plural this. Not one daughter of محمد, but rather بنات محمد. بنات محمد. بنات محمد ذهبنا إلى المدرسة. بنات محمد ذهبنا إلى المدرسة. بنات محمد ذهبنا إلى المدرسة. Excellent, ما شاء الله. Exercise number 4. أشر إلى الأسماء الآتية. Take note of the following nouns. باسم إشارة للقريب هذا أو هذه أو هؤلاء. جميل. You need to insert the demonstrative pronoun for the following. If it's singular masculine, then هذا. If it's singular feminine, then هذه. If it's plural masculine or plural feminine, then it's هؤلاء. جميل. So for example, number one, something أخي. Something أخي. What will that be? هذا أخي. هذا أخي. This is my brother. Number two, أختي. هذه أختي. هذه أختي. Number three, رجال. Something رجال. Will it be هذا رجال? No. Will it be هذه رجال? No. هؤلاء رجال. ممتاز. نعم صحيح. Number four. Something مدرسون. هذا مدرسون. لا أبدا. خطأ. خطأ. That's incorrect. It's خطأ. هذه مدرسون. خطأ. Incorrect. هؤلاء مدرسون. These are teachers. ممتاز. Number five. Something طالبات. Something طالبات. هذا طالبات. أبدا. أبدا. خطأ. خطأ. غير صحيح. Incorrect. هذه طالبات. Incorrect. What's the correct answer? هؤلاء طالبات. These are female students. هؤلاء طالبات. ما شاء الله. Number six. Something أمي. هذا أمي. لا. هذه أمي. نعم صحيح. هذه أمي. This is my mother. Something أبي. هذا أبي. This is my father. هذا أبي. هذا this. أبي. My father. مضاف مضاف إلي. أب and then the يا. أبي. مضاف مضاف إلي. This is my father. Something طالبة. هذه طالبة. نعم. هذه طالبة. This is a female student. Number nine, something طبيبات. هؤلاء طبيبات. ما شاء الله. هؤلاء طبيبات. These are female doctors. And number ten, something تجار. What's a تاجر? Singular تاجر. What's a تاجر? The brother, ما شاء الله, he is a تاجر. He is a big تاجر. والحمد لله. And he gives صدقة and he helps out many people in need. He is a righteous تاجر. He is a good تاجر. What's a تاجر? Businessman. MashaAllah. So the plural would be tujarun. So we would say haulai tujarun. These are businessmen. These are businessmen. MashaAllah. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, say Alhamdulillah. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Exercise number 5. ضع في الأماكن الخالية في الجمل الآتية ضميرا مناسبا. هو, هي, هم, أُهُنَّ. Fill in the blanks basically with one of the personal pronouns. Fill in the blanks with one of the personal pronouns. So for example, مَنْ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ؟ مَنْ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ؟ Who is this man? مَنْ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ؟ Who is this man? Then they put blank, مُدَرِّس. مُدَرِّسُنَا. Something مُدَرِّسُنَا. What would we say? Would we say, هُوَ مُدَرِّسُنَا, he is our teacher? Would we say, هِيَ مُدَرِّسُنَا, she is our teacher? Would we say, هُمْ مُدَرِّسُنَا, they are our teacher? Would we say, هُنَّ مُدَرِّسُنَا, the females are our teacher? The first one. هُوَ مُدَرِّسُنَا, هُوَ مُدَرِّسُنَا, مَنْ هَذَا رَجُلُ, who is this man? هُوَ مُدَرِّسُنَا, مَنْ هَذَا رَجُلُ, هو مدرسنا. من هذا الرجل؟ هو مدرسنا. ممتاز. أين الطالبات؟ Number two. أين الطالبات؟ Where are the many female students? أين الطالبات؟ أين الطالبات؟ What would we say? هو في الفصل؟ No. هي في الفصل؟ No. We're talking about a group of them. هم؟ No. We're talking about a group of only females. So it's هن في الفصل. هن في الفصل ما شاء الله. هن في الفصل. Number three. What does هن في الفصل mean? They are in the classroom. Number three. من هؤلاء الفتية? Who are these young lads? Who are these youngsters? من هؤلاء الفتية? هؤلاء these. Who are these youngsters? هم أبناء المدرس. هم أبناء المدرس. هم أبناء المدرس. They are the sons of the teacher. They are the teacher's sons. ممتاز. Number four. أين الطالبة؟ أين الطالبة الجديدة؟ أين الطالبة الجديدة؟ أين الطالبة الجديدة؟ Where's the new female student? هي في المكتبة. Here is your answer. Here في المكتبة. She is in the library. Here في المكتبة. ما شاء الله. Number five. من هؤلاء الناس? Who are these people? You come home and there's some people there and there's cars around, etc. So you ask somebody, من هؤلاء الناس? Who are these people? Who are these ناس? Who are these people? Then they tell you, هم حجاج من الهند. هم حجاج. They are حجاج. They are pilgrims. من الهند. From India. هم حجاج من الهند. Number six. أين الطبيبات? أين الطبيبات? You go to the hospital. You go to the doctor. You ask أين الطبيبات? Your wife is ill. So you ask أين الطبيبات? Where are the female doctors? أين الطبيبات? Where are the female doctors? Then they say to you, هن في مستشفى الولادة. هن في مستشفى الولادة. هن, they. Who's they? They, the female doctors. في مستشفى الولادة. The female doctors are in the maternity hospital. هن في مستشفى الولادة. هن في مستشفى الولادة. هن في مستشفى الولادة. مستشفى hospital. What type of hospital? الولادة. Maternity. Giving birth type of hospital. ما شاء الله. Number seven. من هذا الولد? من هذا الولد? Who is this kid? Who is this boy? الذي خرج. Who left? الذي خرج, who left, who exited, من بيتك, from your house. Who's this boy who left from your house? Who's this boy who left from your house? من هذا الولد الذي خرج من بيتك? من هذا الولد الذي خرج من بيتك? جواب, هو ابن أخي. هو ابن أخي. هو he, ابن, son of أخي, son of my brother. هو ابن أخي, he is the son of my brother. Number eight. من أين هؤلاء الضيوف? من أين هؤلاء الضيوف? From where are all of these guests? من أين هؤلاء الضيوف? They answer you and they say to you, هم من الفلبيني. هم من الفلبيني. They are from the Philippines, mashaAllah. Whether you're in the East, whether you're in the West, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, walhamdulillah, you have your brothers around the globe. You have your fellow Muslim brothers around the globe, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Min ayna ha'ula'i al-mumarridatu? Then you ask, from where are these female nurses? Min ayna ha'ula'i al-mumarridatu? Min ayna ha'ula'i al-mumarridatu? From where are the female nurses? They say, هن من الفلبين. هن من الفلبين. They are from the Philippines. The previous answer was, هم من الرياض. The guests, هم من الرياض. They are from Riyadh. As for the female nurses, then they are from the Philippines. One more time. من أين هؤلاء الممرضات? From where are the female nurses? From where are these female nurses? هن من الفلبين. They are from the Philippines. Number 10. من هذه الفتاة? من هذه الفتاة? Who is this young girl? They say to you, هي بنت المدرسة. هي بنت المدرسة. She is the bint of the مدرسة. She is the bint, the daughter of the female teacher. She is بنت المدرسة. بنت المدرسة, ما شاء الله. بنت المدرسة, والحمد لله. Exercise number 6, brothers and sisters. هاتي جمع الأسماء الآتية. Provide the plural for the following words. Simple, mashaAllah. So, أختن. ما جمع أختن? What's the plural of أختن? أخواتن. أخواتن. أختن. أخواتن. بنتن. بناتن. بنتن. بناتن. Daughter, daughters. بنتن. بناتن. مسلمتن. مسلماتٌ, sound plural. مسلماتٌ, مسلماتٌ. مسلماتٌ, مسلماتٌ. Say it, brothers and sisters. Make your lips move. طبيبةٌ, طبيباتٌ. طبيبةٌ, طبيباتٌ. One female doctor, many female doctors. طبيبٌ, one male doctor. أطباءُ. طبيبٌ, أطباءُ. طبيبٌ, أطباءُ. أطباء, doctors. زوج, 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 أزواج, زوج, أزواج, زوج, أزواج, spouse, spouses. زوجة, زوجات, wife, wives. زوجة, زوجات, زوجة, زوجات. فتاة, فتيات. Fatatun, fatayatun. One young girl, many young girls. Fatatun, fatayatun. Fatatun, fatayatun. Fatatun, fatayatun. Kabiratun, kibarun. Kabiratun, kibarun. Important. Kabiratun, kibarun. The masculine and the feminine for the plural of kabirun. And كبيرةٌ is the same, and that would be كبارٌ. طويلةٌ طوالٌ. طويلةٌ tall. طوالٌ. طويلةٌ طوالٌ. جديدةٌ جدودٌ. جديدةٌ جدودٌ. New. أخٌ إخوةٌ. أخٌ إخوةٌ. Plural of أخٌ is إخوةٌ. Plural of كبيرٌ, we said, is كبارٌ. And the plural of جديدٌ is جُدُدٌ. So, جَدِيدٌ's plural is جُدُدٌ. And جَدِيدَةٌ's plural is also جُدُدٌ. MashaAllah. Then they have أَسْمَاءُ الْإِشَارَةِ لِلْقَرِيبِ. That which you have in the blocks there, very, very, very important. It's basically a summary, a مُخْتَصَر of what has already come. So, they say, هَذَا طَالِبٌ. This is a student. هَذَا طَالِبٌ. This is a student. Plural, هؤلاء طلاب, هؤلاء طلاب, هؤلاء طلاب. Plural, mashaAllah. Feminine, هذه طالبة, هذه طالبة. This is a female student. هؤلاء طالبات, هؤلاء طالبات. The plural, هؤلاء طالبات. جميل. So you have there the singular and you have the plural. You have the masculine and you have the feminine. Lastly, الكلمات الجديدة, new words. الزوج, plural, أزواج. الزوج, spouse, here most likely the husband, and the plural would be azwajun. Al-mar'atu, a woman. Al-mar'atu, the woman. Al-mar'atu, the woman. Nisa'un, woman. Nisa'un, the plural, woman. Al-mar'atu bidun alif and lam, imra'atun. The word al-mar'atu, the woman. If you leave out the alif and lam, how do you pronounce it? You pronounce it as imra'atun. Imra'atun, imra'atun, a woman. Imra'atun, a woman. Lastly, qaribun. What does qaribun mean? Qaribun means close. Na'am, qaribun means close. Huwa qaribun, he is close. Jayid, huwa qaribun, he is close. Allahumma musta'an. Jayid ya mashayikh, bi'iznillahi ta'ala, we take a short ad break, and when we return, we move on to exercise number 13, jim. Exercise number 13, jim, walhamdulillah. And bi'iznillahi ta'ala, we will try to finish off exercise number 13 in this majlis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an increase in beneficial knowledge. Barakallahu fiqh. We will return shortly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. We continue bi idhnillahi ta'ala. Your brother in Islam Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you, walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, our study of the Arabic language, walhamdulillah. And just before the ad break, we concluded with exercise number 13, and more especially the section Ba, walhamdulillah. What did we learn, brothers and sisters? We dealt with plurals, and more especially the feminine plural. So we have Muslimatun, she is a good Muslima. And then we have many Muslimatun. This is a Mu'mina, she is a female believer. Then we have Mu'minatun, the plural, walhamdulillah. As for the masculine plurals, we've already done that. And now, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, in the next section, which is Jim, we will be moving on to a mix of both of them. We'll deal with some of the masculine plurals and some of the feminine plurals, insha'Allah. And so, we now move on, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, to Jim. And Jim states, هَؤُلَاءِ إِخْوَتِي, these are my brothers. هَؤُلَاءِ إِخْوَتِي, these are my brothers. وَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْدِقَائِي, and those are my friends. This is something new. أُولَٰئِكَ, those, far away. They are standing far away. These are close to you. As for those, they are standing far away, you pointing to them from afar. I say to somebody, this is my car, these are the cars of my brother, and those cars over there, behind the building, in front of the building, on the side of that building, those cars over there belong to my uncle, walhamdulillah. And so, هَؤُلَاءِ إِخْوَتِي, these are my brothers. وَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْدِقَائِي, and those are my friends. مَنْ أُولَٰئِكَ الرِّجَالُ الطِّوَالُ, who are those tall men? مَنْ, who? أُولَٰئِكَ, those. أُولَٰئِكَ, that waw is not pronounced. أُولَٰئِكَ الرِّجَالُ الطِّوَالُ, those tall men, those men who are tall. Describe those men, tall men. Who are those tall men? هُمْ أَطِبَّاءُ مِنْ أَمْرِيكَ. هُمْ أَطِبَّاءُ, they are what? What's the plural of طَبِيبٌ? أَطِبَّاءُ, they are doctors. مِنْ أَمْرِيكَ, from America. أولا من أولئك النساء, جميل, من أولئك النساء, who are those women, من أولئك, those, من أولئك, who are those, النساء, those women, who are those women, they say, هن أمهات الطالبات, هن أمهات الطالبات, هن أمهات الطالبات, طالباتي. They are mothers, ummahat. We call Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Salama, Habiba, etc. We call them ummahat al-mu'mineen. They are mothers of the believers. Ummahat al-mu'mineen. Mu'mineen, believers. They are mothers of the believers. As for our passage here, these women, who are those women there? Hunna ummahatu talibati. They are mothers of the female students. Ummahatu talibati, mothers of the female students. Aba'u tullabi inda al-mudiri. Aba'u tullabi, fathers of the students. The fathers of the students. Inda al-mudiri, they are with the principal. The fathers of the students' fathers, are with the principal. Aba'u, plural of abun. Aba'u, fathers. Aba'u tullabi, students' fathers. Inda al-mudiri, are with the principal. A'ula'ika an-nisa'u, are those women. A'ula'ika an-nisa'u, are those women. Khalatuki ya Maryamu, are those women your aunts, your mother's sisters, O Maryam? Again, a'ula'ika an-nisa'u khalatuki ya Maryamu, are those women your aunties, O Maryam? She says, la, hunna ammati. No, they are my ammat. They are my father's sisters. Not my mother's sisters, not khalat, but they are my ammat. They are my father's sisters. La, hunna ammati. La, hunna ammati. No, they are my aunts. Ha'ulai atibba'u. These are doctors. Wa'ulaika muhandisuna. And those are engineers. These are doctors and those are engineers. Again, ha'ula'i atibba'u, these are doctors. Wa'ula'ika muhandisuna, and those are engineers. Ha'ula'i rijalu fuqara'u, ha'ula'i rijalu fuqara'u, these men are poor. Wa'ula'ika aghniya'u, and those are rich. Those are أغنياؤ, they are rich. أولئك الطلاب ضعاف. أولئك الطلاب, those students. أولئك, those. أولئك الطلاب, those students. ضعاف, they are the plural of ضعيف. ضعيف means weak. ضعاف, they are weak. That's the plural. أولئك ضعاف, they are weak. أولئك الطلاب ضعاف, those students are weak. من أولئك الرجال, and then he sees some men there and he asks, من أولئك الرجال, who are those men, who are those men? It is said to him, هم وزراء, هم وزراء, they are وزراء. What's وزراء? They are وزراء, they are ministers. Hum wuzara'u. So the singular is wazirun. He is a wazir, masha'Allah. Wazirul maliyya. He is the minister of money, minister of finance. Wazirul difa'. He is the minister of defense. Wazirul difa'. He is the minister of ta'lim, of education. Hum wuzara'u. They are ministers, masha'Allah. So that was the passage, Jim, masha'Allah, tabarakallah. And then they give us the tamarin, tamarin meaning the exercises, tamarin exercises. Number one, حول المبتدا في كل من الجمل الآتية إلى جمع مع تغيير ما يلزم. Change the sentences, the mubtada, the subject in the sentences, like found in the example. Mithal, ذَلِكَ الرَّجُلُ مُدَرِّسٌ ذَلِكَ الرَّجُلُ That man, what about him? مُدَرِّسٌ ذَلِكَ الرَّجُلُ مُدَرِّسٌ That man is a teacher. Plural it. أُولَٰئِكَ الرِّجَالُ أولئك الرجال مدرسون. أولئك الرجال مدرسون. Those men are teachers. أولئك الرجال مدرسون. أولئك الرجال مدرسون. Number one, من ذلك الفتى؟ من ذلك الفتى؟ Who is that young lad? Who is that youngster? من ذلك الفتى؟ Plural it. من أولئك الفتية؟ من أولئك الفتية؟ من أولئك؟ So ذلك becomes أولئك. من أولئك الفتية؟ فتى becomes الفتية. من أولئك الفتية؟ Number two. من أين ذلك المدرس؟ You ask somebody, from where is that teacher? من أين ذلك المدرس؟ So he's wearing some funny different type of clothing. So you ask somebody, من أين ذلك المدرس؟ From where is that teacher? How would you ask that same question if it was about 20 teachers? We would say, من أين أولئك المدرسون؟ من أين أولئك المدرسون؟ From where are those teachers? من أين أولئك المدرسون؟ Number three. تلك الفتاة بنت الطبيب. تلك الفتاة بنت الطبيب. That young girl, she is the daughter of the doctor. She is the doctor's daughter. تلك الفتاة, that young girl, بنت الطبيب, daughter of the doctor. Plural all of that, it would be أولئك الفتيات. أولئك الفتيات, those young girls, بنات الطبيب. بنات الطبيب, they are the daughters of the doctor. Again, أولئك الفتيات بنات الطبيب. Number four. رقم أربعة. Number four. هذا الطالب من إنكلترا. Translate. هذا الطالب من إنكلترا. هذا, this, الطالب, student, من إنكلترا, from England. وذلك من فرنسا. And that one from France. So this student is from England and that one from France. Plural all of that. هؤلاء الطلاب من إنكلترا. هؤلاء الطلاب من إنكلترا وأولئك من فرنسا. وأولئك من فرنسا. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, you might feel at times, oh, it's a bit boring. You might feel at times, oh, what is this? I'm studying طالب and student and cup and dog, etc. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, this is the path. This is the path to understanding the more intricate matters. If we understand this, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we will advance in our studies. We will not continue for years on end with kitabun and qalamun. No, subhanallah, we will advance. But just like when you enter into the gym, you are unable to, you know, advance to the 50 kilograms and 70 kilograms and 100 kilogram weights until you have already began with something which is lighter. You need to build yourself up, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Next one. أذلك المهندس مسلم. أذلك المهندس مسلم. Plural. أولئك المهندسون مسلمون. أولئك المهندسون مسلمون. أولئك المهندسون مسلمون. Are those engineers Muslims? Number six. هذه المرأة ممرضة. This woman is a female nurse. هذه المرأة ممرضة وتلك طبيبة. And that one a female doctor. Plural. هؤلاء النساء ممرضات. هؤلاء النساء ممرضات. وأولئك طبيبات. وأولئك طبيبات. هؤلاء النساء ممرضات وأولئك طبيبات. Number eight. من هذا الولد الطويل؟ من هذا الولد الطويل؟ من هذا الولد الطويل؟ Who is this tall boy? Who is this tall boy? من هؤلاء الأولاد الطوال؟ من هؤلاء الأولاد الطوال؟ Who are these tall boys? Number eight. تلك الفتاة الصغيرة أخت حامد. تلك الفتاة الصغيرة أخت حامد. That short girl, أخت حامد is the sister of حامد. That short girl is the sister of حامد. Plural. أولئك الفتيات الصغار. أولئك الفتيات الصغار أخوات حامد. تلك becomes أولئك. الفتاة becomes الفتيات. الصغيرة becomes الصغار. أخت becomes أخوات حامد. Those short girls are the sisters of حامد. Number 9. تلك المرأة أم الطالبة. تلك المرأة, that woman, is the mother of the female student. تلك المرأة أم الطالبة becomes أولئك النساء. Those women. أولئك النساء أمهات الطالبة. أمهات الطالبة. جيد. أمهات الطالبات. أمهات الطالبات. Those women are the mothers of the female students. أولئك النساء. Those women. أمهات الطالبات are the mothers of the female students. And the last one there. ذلك الرجل عالم كبير. ذلك الرجل عالم كبير. That man is a big scholar. That man is a big alim. ذلك الرجل, that man, عالم كبير, is a big scholar. من المملكة العربية السعودية. From مملكة means kingdom. العربية means Arab. And سعودية, Saudi. So that man is a big scholar from Saudi Arabia, from the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Plural that. ذلك becomes أولئك الرجال. أولئك الرجال علماء كبار. علماء كبار. أولئك الرجال علماء كبار. Those men are big scholars. من المملكة العربية السعودية. جميل. والحمد لله. والحمد لله. والحمد لله. Exercise number 2, brothers and sisters. Fill in the blanks with either ذلك, that, or tilka, feminine, that, or ulaika, which means those, for masculine or feminine. Something talibun. Thalika talibun. Thalika talibun. That is a student. Something tujarun. Ulaika tujarun. Ulaika tujarun. Mudarrisatun. Mudarrisatun. Mudarrisatun would be مدرساتٌ would be أولئك مدرساتٌ. أولئك مدرساتٌ. Something طبيبة جديدة. تلك طبيبة جديدة. Singular. That is a new doctor. That is a new female doctor. تلك طبيبة جديدة. Number 5. Something أمهات الطالبات. أولئك أمهات الطالبات. أولئك أمهات الطالبات. أولئك أمهات الطالبات. Something آباء الطلاب. Fathers of the students. أولئك آباء الطلاب. أولئك آباء الطلاب. Those are the fathers of the students. Something فلاح. ذلك فلاح. That is a farmer. Something أم محمد. تلك أم محمد. That is the mother of Muhammad. Something صديقي. ذلك صديقي. That is my friend. ذلك صديقي. That is my friend. Something أخواتي. My sisters. أولئك أخواتي. Those are my sisters. Those are my sisters. We can't say that. That is my sisters? No, those are my sisters. Number 11. Something ikhwati, my brothers. Ulaika ikhwati, those are my brothers. Mumtaz. Provide the plural for the following. Ummun, ummahatun. Ummun, ummahatun. Abun, آباؤ آباؤ امرأة نساء امرأة نساء. These plurals are important, brothers and sisters. عمة عمات عمة عمات عمات. ضعيف ضعاف ضعيف weak ضعاف. As for عمة, that was your father's sister, and عمات father's sisters. ضعيف weak ضعاف many weak. وزير minister وزراء وزراء ministers. اسم name أسماء أسماء جيد أسماء names. والحمد لله. Exercise number 4. اقرأ واكتب. Read and write. Read and write. أصدقاء friends. أغنياء rich. All plurals. أقوياء strong. Powerful. أطباء doctors. فقراء poor ones. زملاء colleagues. وزراء ministers. علماء scholars. جميل ما شاء الله. أسماء الإشارة للبعيد. So they have their demonstrative pronoun for that which is far away. المفرد singular. الجمع plural. Then you have masculine and feminine. Example. ذلك طالب. That is a student. Plural it. أولئك طلاب. أولئك طلاب. Feminine. تلك طالبة. That is a female student. That is a female student. Plural it. أولئك طالبات. أولئك طالبات. أولئك طالبات. والحمد لله. And we had also gone through the issue related to the verbs. When we're talking about singular, when we're talking about feminine, we've been talking about plural. Example. Muhammadun ذهب. Muhammadun ذهب. Muhammadun وحامدٌ وعليٌ ذهبوا. Important. Underline that. Circle that. Remember that. مريم ذهبت. مريم ذهبت. مريم وآمنة وفاطمة ذهبنا. مريم وآمنة وفاطمة ذهبنا. Underline that. Circle that. Remember that. آمنة أراد مريم وآمنة وفاطمة ذهبنا. ذهبنا. الكلمات الجديدة. New words. ضعيف أو ضعيفة. ضعيف masculine. ضعيفة feminine. Their plural would be ضعاف. 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 Then we have أم plural أمهات. We have قوي strong powerful plural أقوياء. أقوياء. We have أب a father. آباء. آباء fathers. عالم علماء. عالم علماء. عالم علماء. جيد. علماء means what? Scholars. جيد. علماء means scholars. علماء scholars. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, العلماء ورثة الأنبياء. The ulama, they are the heirs of the Anbiya. They inherit from the Anbiya. Inherit what? They inherit the matter of knowledge. And thus they should also behave like the Anbiya behaved. And that's for everyone, whether the alim, whether the scholar, whether the layman. We should always and we should try to emulate the Anbiya, and we should try to put into practice the etiquettes, the manners, the behavior of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Hayyakumullah. Brothers and sisters, we will stop there. We've completed exercise number 13. In our next majlis, we will move on to exercise number 14. But before we end off, a maxim from the Noble Quran, and this will bring us up to maxim number 18, insha'Allah. Maxim number 18. Allah states in Surah Fatir, verse number 43, وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِ وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِ. Basically, this means the evil plans and deception will fall upon the plotters themselves, upon the deceivers themselves. وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِ وَلَا يَحِيقُ حَيَحِيقُ means to encompass, to surround, to come up. الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ the evil plots and plans, إِلَّا بِأَهْلِ will only fall upon the ones who have been plotting and planning themselves. Allahu musta'an. So they plot and plan all the evil plans, but in reality it turns upon them. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And we find, subhanallah, numerous examples of this in the Noble Quran. For example, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, they plotted and they planned, but in reality this worked against them. And their plots and their plans were brought into the open, how Yusuf alayhi salam eventually exposed all of this here. Allahu musta'an. Same with regards to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and other Anbiya, that these people, they plotted and they planned, and they wanted to harm the Nabi. They wanted to deceive, but in reality, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They plot and they plan, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of those who plan. We find the same with regards to Fir'aun, and he wanted to punish the Banu Israel and harm them, etc. Look at how this plotted, these plots and plans turned against him. Musa alayhi salam was brought up in the palace of Fir'aun. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In the palace of Fir'aun, here's the person, you know, you want to destroy these people and you want to kill off their offspring and stuff. Here's the one, he grows up in your own house. And so the lesson here, brothers and sisters, is that we should not be people like that who are busy all the time plotting and planning against others. Why? Because these plots and plans, you will have to eat it one day. You will have to swallow it one day. It will turn against you. It will turn against you. And we don't want a community like that where, you know, you meet with people and you are always wary of their plots and plans. You know, you don't accept matters on face value. You're always pondering and thinking, what are they plotting behind the scenes? You know, the daggers that they have behind their backs, etc. SubhanAllah, what an ill society that would lead to. What an ill society. Rather, the one who plots and plans, he should be wary that these plots and plans will turn against him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an increase in knowledge which is beneficial. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite the ranks of the Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us honor and izzah in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and cover up our faults and our sins. Jazakumullahu khayran. Until we meet again, barakallahu feek. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.